Yo, 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 what's going on? Oh, Jesus, damn. Oh, I cussed. technically, no, I didn't. I meant dam as in the water of the dam in Y Mills is overflowing. Anyways, welcome to Blast Off, everyone. Sorry for the loud mic off rip. I didn't mean for that to happen. I actually wasn't expecting it to be that loud. So, yeah. Anyways, quite the intro for this episode. Hope you're doing great on... Now we're releasing these episodes on Tuesday. So hope you're doing great on this Tuesday. Sorry for changing the date up on you guys. The problem was... It is a pinch sometimes if we're busy to get these episodes out on a Monday, and we would prefer not to rush the quality of the episode to get them out if we're in a pinch. So, we're changing that up a bit, so it'll give us a little more time to edit the episodes out, stuff like that. So, yeah. See you guys on Tuesdays from now on.
Summertime coming up, we're going to be a little bit more busy than usual.
For sure, a lot more.
Weed smokers like to hibernate in the wintertime.
Yep, and there's a lot more stuff to do now in the summer, so we're back out. Anyways, be sure to follow the giveaway.
The giveaway is gone.
I'm burnt.
So,
the
actually,
Instagram.
Speaking of the giveaway, the winner was Ryan Piero. Of course, if you all saw the Instagram, he did exactly what we asked. He, tagged. I don't even know how many people he tagged.
It was a lot of people.
But he had, over 10 entries. So, obviously, he had the most entries. He's going to win. We did this spinning wheel. We'll post that also. We already took care of him. And he was hyped to win and
get his stuff.
And he said that this was the coolest shit ever. So, might do a little phone call with him next pod and have him... Say how he likes the product, the Dr. Dabber and the grinder and shit like
facts,
that.
Facts. Yeah, but be sure to follow that Instagram, Blast Off Pod. We'll probably be doing more giveaways in the future. I know we are planning on getting, we were going to get a couple shirts and shit, three or four shirts, heavy 6 ounce cotton t-shirts and shit, and find some quality screen printing person, get a couple shirts made, see what we could do, just a little something. Can get a few of those out to you guys in the next giveaway maybe or something, or have them for the future to just toss out or hand out or whatever. And we also are going to get some stickers and shit with QR codes on them. I think that would be a cool idea to just give out, hand out to people, kind of y'all can slap them wherever, street poles, stop signs, whatever the hell, it doesn't really matter. And scratch the thing, they'll be good. And my high ass didn't even press record on the video, so for all you video people, hello.
Oh my
we're
god,
just now joining you. This is
what the fuck? Okay, so guys,
has been going wrong.
We've had
this episode.
A crazy past 20 minutes. From I got here at 5, I'd say, right?
Yeah. A little after 5:30. Maybe, yeah.
I'll say 5:30,
bro.
It's 7 p.m. now,
and we just started this shit.
We almost fucking burned down my car by lighting the joint.
Oh my god, bro. We were fucking lighting the joint with the torch, and literally, as I'm lighting it, there's just a big ass flame comes, out of the side of the torch.
It sticks to the torch.
I was fucking crazy. What the fuck?
So, you wanted to know something that happened to me the other day?
Hold on. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and that is literally what has happened trying to start this fucking episode. But yeah, what happened anyway? I want to hear.
Me and my mom went to CVS one day, and I was in the passenger seat. She went inside. I just decided to stay inside. I decided to smoke a joint. Well, no, I was smoking a bowl. And
while she was inside?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I was...
Fuck it. Oh, damn.
You dumbass.
Yo, see, I'm telling you, everything's
going Yo,
wrong. Everything is going wrong.
This guy.
I just
has
tried to turn his mic down because he was
spiking.
Burn
the fuck out of me twice already. He just burnt the fuck out of my leg with the joint.
There's not even a mark. That's it?
I don't know if that is even
I
it
don't
or
think
not.
So. It
but,
looks like a.
And then the fucking torch. The torch blew up and he threw it at me.
I didn't mean to. I was trying to shake the flame out. Oh my god, everything's going. Take this from me, bro. Here, you can have it. Good god.
But Jesus. All right, so we're at CVS, we're in the parking lot, and I'm lighting my bowl. I go to light it, and it's one of them cheap lighters from
like one of them see-through ones.
No, it's the ones from Royal Farms because they don't sell the big one. Mm-hmm. The big ones.
Yeah.
So they sell the I don't even know what the I don't even know what they're called, honestly.
They don't really have a name to them. I don't think I know.
They look like a Bic, but they go like that. They kind of have that shape.
I only know
well,
Bic.
I was lighting the bowl, and I just I get that it gets hot sometimes, the end of the lighter gets hot.
Yep.
So I go to light the bowl. It catches the melted part already. I didn't see that it's melted already. It melts. That catches fire. It's literally on fire in my hand. I throw it out the window. I look around.
Chill,
for something.
Bro.
I was like, yo, that's just going to like blow up. Like, where the fuck? Like, I don't have anything to dump it out. I dumped my mom's Coke that she just got. I dumped it all out on the little ass lighter. I was like, Mom, I'll buy you a new Coke, but I almost just blew up.
Yo, that's insane. I mean, yeah, I'm glad the fire went out at least, bro. Imagine if we had a repeat scenario with the fucking torch. There's way more butane in that goddamn torch than there is in one of them little crack lighters.
I would have fucking heaved it over in that fucking headroom.
Oh my god, bro. And hopefully nothing else goes wrong. Sorry for starting the video late. You guys really...
My fucking knee is on fire right now.
I apologize.
It's like... Nah, it's okay. It didn't hurt that bad.
Damn.
It only hurt for a second, and then it was...
Well, we started the video late. We only...
Payback? It's like...
Nah. I think y'all only missed like a few minutes, so nothing too terrible. I don't think...
Yeah, it's at...
Y'all didn't miss really anything. We
like
just announced
3 and 5.
We announced the giveaway winner, but if you were on the Instagram, you probably saw that. So,
yes, sir. Nothing really going on this episode, guys. We're just getting here talking to you guys. We're going to try and make this a little
lengthier,
or if we even just do it. There's going to be two parts of this episode. So, you guys, we're going to get the first half out to you guys this Tuesday, and the next half is going to be next Tuesday.
Yep.
And the next week we'll probably do the same damn thing. But
yeah. Something like that. We're going to have to for vacation purposes.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. I mean.
Yep, that is the truth. And speaking of everything going wrong, we were supposed to have a guest on today, but
yeah,
it didn't fucking work. So,
bro, I don't know. So to the couple local listeners that we have, you know how traffic gets from the beach and all that. It was so bad today. I'll probably still hit traffic on the way home from here.
Yeah, and you've been here for like a few hours
already.
So like,
yeah,
it's yep. Terrible. Yeah, so plans didn't really work out today, really, with much of anything.
Starting the podcast
when we wanted to, getting our guest on didn't really work out. At least the weed's good.
that is true. Yeah, that is very true.
So I've been fucking, I've been moving all weekend pretty much. I'm going off. Well, last night I finally got a good bit of sleep, thankfully. I really have been fucking just hustling around all fucking weekend, moving shit around, busting ass. So I'm finally getting to just sit down and chill and do a podcast for a little bit. It gives me some time to get a break and then...
Oh, yeah, get a little breather in.
After this, probably need to go in and eat some food and then fucking get right back to unpacking shit and sorting shit out, bro. Fucking... And we've been painting. Oh, my God. Painting a bedroom. Jesus, bro.
I took Raven to get her yearly checkup at Lauren's work.
Yeah.
And it was so neat seeing Lauren in her like
work
environment.
Yeah.
And me going as like a patient and shit like that with my cat.
That's so
funny.
It
was just so cool. But she was whining the entire time in the car.
Raven
on the way there, but on the way back it wasn't as bad.
That's funny as shit.
But on the way there she was like, oh, like she would like meow, but she would carry the O out into like a cry. I was like, oh my god, I feel so bad.
She knows she's doomed. See, Mushi likes car rides,
but
she'll
didn't
like,
even like we were at the vet, she didn't even like, she never hissed, never scratched her body, never jumped around. She let the doctor do everything she needed to do to her.
Oh,
leg.
Damn, yeah. Mushi threw a fit this time. She was at the vet.
Really?
She was hissing. she was hissing and shit. She had to eat a bunch of gravy and shit so she could get her shots, bro. Like, goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck. And she was, she just turned a senior, too. She just turned, like, 9 last month, so she's a...
Senior citizen?
Yeah, she's getting up there. Old little kitty.
Oh, yeah.
But she's still, like, so energetic and shit. Like, you can't even tell she's
That's
older.
Good.
Yeah. So, fuck yeah, man. Animals and shit.
Talking
and
about
fucking,
our cats.
Goddamn, bro. Yeah, you can tell what
so,
kind of week it's been.
Crazy shit in the NFL, just to bring it up. Dalvin Cook, you know him, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got released. If they don't figure out a trade situation, he's going to get released.
Which is pretty fucking crazy.
Yes, because he's still got a couple good years left, and I know what team he's going to go to.
Who?
I'm pretty sure he's going to go to the Dolphins. If he doesn't go to the Dolphins, I'm saying, shit, I told our buddy Nolan this the other day, and I forget what I said.
See,
shit,
leave
shit,
that
shit.
Weed alone.
See?
Leave it alone. You bastard. Oh, sorry for the interference. I had to turn the 48 volt on the interface.
I know I said the Bills. The Bills would be pretty nasty with him.
Yeah. Oh, my God, bro. They would be fucking nasty with him.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. They have a bunch of... They're such an offensive powerhouse team, too.
And the Arizona Cardinals just fucking released fucking DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep. I saw that.
They released him. Like, they just released him. Got nothing for him. Nothing. And they could have easily got, like, at least a draft pick.
Yeah, something, like,
they could have gotten something, but they just released him, so...
Damn, they're lost.
It's DeAndre Hopkins is still in free agency. Ezekiel Elliott is still in free agency.
That's insane.
And now Dalvin Cook.
Damn,
but
bro.
When he got released, when all the sports news came out about Dalvin Cook, he posted a picture on his Instagram in a Vikings uniform, but celebrating at the Miami Dolphins Stadium. So it's just... It's not a coincidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to make here, the point you're trying to make. Fair enough, bro. God damn, that's pretty crazy, bro. There's real talent out there in free agency right now.
Bro, I haven't smoked at all today, and I might hand this joint over to you.
Go for it. I haven't smoked. I literally, bro, baked. When you got here, I literally had just started smoking a half hour previous to that, for the first time in the day. I haven't had time. Been fucking busy since I woke up late. I woke up at 12:30 and then fucking started doing a bunch of shit since then, so I haven't really had time to smoke until just recently. I'm cooked though, I'll tell you that.
Little rec updates. The most important update is ready to get real.
Yeah. It is.
It's about to get busy. Not even for the workers, but for the dispensaries, for
growers.
All that shit, for the patients, it's going to be so, we're going to be, I just hope that they figure something out with the lines.
Bro.
That's my only thing.
Bulk is going away, it's slowly disappearing little by little.
Yeah.
Prices are going up little by little.
I don't even understand why bulk, it kind of seems like the medical patients are getting penalized for it becoming rec.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Why can't the medical side stay the same, and the medical, you can only get bulk if you have your medical card. If you are a rec patient, adult use.
Yeah, don't take our bulk away, bro. That's all I buy.
Just get an eighth. Just have them just get eighths.
Because I'm not trying to buy 8/8 every fucking 16/8. Come on. That's crazy.
Your bag's going to break.
Bro, I'm not even going to have the pockets for that.
I just hope that, exactly. There's this one place, Peak, a dispensary called Peak, and they have great, great weed, great bud, but it's per eighth, and you have, it's like a deli-style menu, basically.
Yeah.
And they have it per eighth, and you can get it
all the way up to the ounce. But it's not really a price difference at all.
Yeah, it's not, you're not saving money at all. You're fucking paying $45, $35 an eighth.
All the way through.
$360, $385, some
$400 zips and shit.
Or... I said 4/16/8.
Damn.
Oh my. That'd be some gas.
That shit better kill me if I smoke it. That shit is assisted suicide. That's the strain name of that.
But 4/16, yeah. Fuck. A zip. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's a bit much. That's, oh, God.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're taking it day by day.
Yeah, and apparently there's going to be, for y'all rec people, I don't think your flower is going to be above a certain THC percentage or be allowed to be above a certain THC percentage, at least from what I've heard.
Yeah, all the MMCC and the laws and all that, or whoever is behind the laws, the state, they just keep coming out with new shit all the fucking time about everything. So it's kind of new laws are changing. Some shit's changing. Their new laws are going to add it. It's just, it's... crazy, honestly. This? I'm good.
And, bro, the one thing I was concerned about, and the MMCC literally sent out a fucking email. Did you get the email?
I might have.
The other day, they sent out an email advising med patients to stock up on shit because of the wreck coming around the corner. They don't know how much it's going to infect the inventory. I was telling you, I think I was telling you this when we were riding home the other day, yesterday, about the inventory probably being a problem. They're not ready for all the people that are going to fucking come to the dispensaries.
Not at all.
It's going to be insane. Not at all. I mean, it's awesome, but at the same
time, yeah, it's great.
How are they gonna go about? Oh shit! How are they gonna go about if there's limits on the THC percentage that rec people can get? How are they gonna go about enforcing that? Are you only gonna be allowed to buy products that are below a certain amount of THC for flower?
I have no idea. It's honestly, I don't know if anybody knows anything.
Yeah, like it's just played by ear.
It's just going to be played by ear, and nobody's going to know anything until July 1st. I feel like
crazy, man. It's so close. I will be on vacation when Rec goes live.
Oh yeah, so I'll let you know about it.
Yeah, let me know because I want to know how it unfolds. I'm very interested to hear. I'm sad I won't be around to see it for myself, but
you'll see when you get back because I'm sure it's not going to go anywhere for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll have to hit the dispo. I think the week after I get back.
You might want to hit it a week before you get back and just.
I was trying
stock
to
shit at your house.
Okay, story time, people. that was my plan, but we're gonna go into a story here. Last weekend, when we were at my friend's house, recording the podcast, having the crabs and shit. I know y'all remember if you were listening at the beginning of the episode. I told y'all that we were in another spot doing the podcast. All fun and nice and fine. Everything was great. Well, I ended up having a bunch of beers by the end of the night. I probably had about like 11 or 12 beers, and then after I ran out of beer, I started taking shots of mezcal. I already had taken some shots like previously throughout the day and shit, but by the time I was all said and done, I'd probably taken like 8 or 9 shots. I ended up blacking out. In that process of blacking out, I somehow managed to lose an entire ounce of weed, so stocking up. I would be Gucci right now if I still had that ounce that I lost, but now that I don't have the ounce that I lost, I probably have about, if I had to guess, 10 grams left or so, 10, 11, something like that, so that's going to have to last me to the end of this week, and then yep. I'm going to have to go get another 2 ounces, and hopefully I don't lose an entire ounce this time. That would fucking suck if I lost another goddamn ounce. I would probably fucking just stop buying weed at that point.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, I have no idea how the fuck you did that.
I'm still baffled. Someone got me, or it got thrown away on accident. That's like the only two
But the first thing you said, that kind of is hard to believe because nobody smoked with us the entire time.
Yeah, so like, that's,
We were like, yo, does anybody want to smoke?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we don't smoke.
So I'm just so like confused.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, don't get super drunk, guys. Clearly, nothing ever goes right when that happens. Had I not got super piss face drunk, then I would still have an ounce of weed. That's the biggest goof I think I've ever had in my life.
I don't drink.
I don't think I've ever had a...
Shit. The biggest goof I ever had, we were smoking, right? And we had a gravity bong.
Yeah.
A homemade gravity bong. You just started smoking again because you had to stop because you had to get a job.
Oh, yep.
And he...
Oh, fuck. I remember
broke
this.
Up like a whole eighth. And we were just... We had a bag, an ounce bag, just breaking up a whole, like, an eighth of nugs.
Just to
on
smoke
a piece
on.
Of paper, just a pack of jibs, and we're just chilling, talking. It's like 12 o'clock at night, and I don't know what I did, but I nudged him or something like that. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" Like,
oh,
I was like something like that.
Oh my god, you did
and
some stupid
I
shit like
nudged
that.
Nudged him, and I made him drop the entire paper that the entire eighth was on, and it fell to the floor, and I was just so sick. I was like,
"Oh man, that shit was sick."
I'm so sorry.
That shit
was
so funny,
though. Take mine. But he was, I was like, at least you got an ounce and not just an eighth.
That's like a fucking, bro, we were at, remember when we were at Heather's house?
Yeah, we were at Heather's house. And
we fucking,
not we.
Oh.
Not we.
You weren't there?
No, I was, but I'm speaking for you.
I fucking dropped like at least a half ounce of Joey's like weed and shit onto the fucking deck of the crib, bro.
Yep.
And literally fucking
went right down the crack.
At least like 5-6 G's fell in between the cracks of like
it
the
was
deck
only
and
like
shit.
A half.
Oh my god, bro.
It was like a half
and then
ounce.
They were like pine needles and shit mixed in. Oh my god, it was a disaster.
I mean, because like we couldn't really do anything because he was sitting right.
That was so sick.
The hole in the, like, you all know how the decks are made and shit. Like, the hole was directly like in the middle of him, and he was sitting down, and he just, it goes right in between his legs and just falls right in the hole. And I'm like, well, you're not going to go under the deck and get
yeah,
in. Like,
it's no gone. Shot, like, bro. It's gone. That was it's so gone. Gross. That was
and
so gross.
He's like, I'll try. You're like, I'll try and save it. And Joe was like, yeah, chill. It's fine, but it's gone. It's gone.
I was yeah. like, fuck,
like,
man.
Even if you get it, I'm not smoking it anyway because of how dirty it was and shit.
So. That was fucking sick. God damn it. I suck. I literally suck. God.
Oh my God.
I've never lost more weed in my life, though, losing as a that's kind of disgusting, bro.
I remember this, just, we're just rambling on, but this story time, your story on Snapchat one day. I had like a shitty day or something like that. And the next day I woke up and it was when you were still living at Mia's house.
Yeah.
You're going to remember this as soon as I say it.
I probably will, bro.
But you were smoking like you always do in the morning type shit, and you go to pack the bong, and you just, like, zoom in. You do a Snapchat video, and you zoom in on, like, how keefy your butt is and all that, already yeah. grinded up in your grinder, and you go, and there's a hair, you go, and it blows the weed all out of his grinder everywhere
oh
else, and he's just
God.
Like, oh, I goofed.
Yeah, yo.
I remember that
oh
bright
God,
as day,
that's
bro.
That's so funny. That's actually, I was going to bring that up, bro, literally. You were? Yeah, that's so funny that you brought that up, because that's actually my most viewed reel on Instagram, like, for shit, bro. That's like, almost 6K plays on it. That shit is so funny, because
bro,
like,
you could really make a sound out of
yo,
that.
Yo, for real. I literally, like, I wasn't thinking. I was already so high when I fucking
yeah.
would grind that weed up off rush. I had fucking flew through a grinder worth of weed before I ground that fucking weed up, and then I was so burnt. I'm like, oh shit, look at that hair just sitting there on the edge of the grinder, and I was
right.
like, I can just gently blow and just get the hair out of here, bro. And the craziest part is the hair was still there after I blew it. Like, I didn't even blow the hair off. It blew all the weed out of a fucking grinder.
That's crazy.
I suck. I shouldn't smoke. I can you imagine buying a, like, just light $150 on fire and let me know how that makes you feel? That's essentially
yeah.
like what I feel like,
bro. That's, speaking about that, I don't know why that made me remember this, but I'm never buying a lotto ticket, like a Mega Million or something like that.
Oh yeah, no.
Because these rappers and these influencers and higher up people, rich ass people, buy like 1,000 tickets.
Oh yeah,
2,000 tickets,
thousands of them.
I'm just like, bro, that's,
and they don't win.
Yeah, and even they don't win. I'm like, bro, I'm never gonna fucking see that.
I'll play scratch offs and shit here and there. Those
yeah.
are kind of fun.
I want, bro. My mom got me a scratch off for Christmas. Like 2018.
I told my mom to fill my stocking with scratch offs this past year.
Really?
Yeah, like $2 scratches.
Yeah, my mom's been doing that. And this was a $5 scratch off. I did the, what I do is I just reveal the numbers. I go straight down and up, or yeah, up and down.
Yeah.
And I got like two of them right off bat.
Lit.
It was like six, I needed like five numbers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did the third one, didn't get nothing. Did the second one, I got two more.
Oh shit.
It was $100,000 too. $5 for $100,000. Yeah. I needed one more number. I needed like a 14 or something like that. It was like 15 or 13. Like one, like one, two more, like one, two
gross.
Less or something like that. And I was like, holy fuck. But I got something on the, it was like a special, like, scratch off. So if you revealed any of the numbers, that's the price that you won. So it like added up to like $375.
No shit.
Off of $5. I was like,
bro,
let's fucking go.
I've never won anything crazy. I think the most I've ever won off a scratcher is like literally what I paid for a scratcher. Like $5, like $8, something like that. Like, I've never get anything fat off it, but they're just fun to do.
I probably bought like 10 in my, like, since being 18.
I haven't even bought. I've probably bought three or four.
Okay,
I might go.
I might be overestimating.
I might go buy some tonight. Try and
but
test my luck.
I'll fuck it. I'll do one and I'll just be like, oh, okay.
I think I actually spent my cash last night. I think I did, for real, for groceries and yeah, adult shit. Fuck, man.
Yeah, this adult life fucking sucks. I'm tired of getting up at 6 a.m. every morning and going to work.
That's why I work second shift.
You can suck a cock.
Bro, work second shift somewhere.
Nah. I'd rather get off late than go in late.
Fair.
I mean, I don't mind it.
When I was like younger, I used to work at Subway. You know this.
Yeah.
We worked together there. But I would always work 3 to 9 or some shit like that and go to school for the first half of the day, come home for 15 minutes, change, and go right up to the Subway to work
until
9 o'clock p.m. And I'm just like, that was ass. Because, like, everybody would be like, yo, you want to hang out? You want to play basketball? Do you want to play football?
Fuck no.
And I'm just like, yeah, but I'm at work.
I can't.
Yeah. It's like, I can't. Yeah. Yeah. But that's why I like having the afternoons off type shit, so.
See, yeah, that's, I mean, most of the time, though, the way I think about it is during the week, like, people normally aren't doing a whole lot during the week, in the afternoons, so it's like, I mean, yeah, having the afternoons to chill is nice, but shit, I love sleeping in, bro. I hate waking up early. See, I can't stand doing it.
I hate, what I hate is, like, so bro, I love you, staying up late. Yeah, I love staying up late, but when I wake up past like 10:30 or 11, I get pissed off at myself because I'm like, bro, I just slept the whole day away. So if I wake up before like 10:15, I'm fine.
That's kind of like, how I felt about waking up today. To be fair, in my defense, we did go to sleep at like fucking 4:40 last night. Bro, we literally painted half a bedroom, put a coat on half a bedroom, and we're unpacking and shit, like, moving all day. Went to bed at 4:40. The night before that, I went to bed at 4:30.
Yeah.
So I'm burnt and I don't even remember where I was going with this.
How you didn't get no sleep?
No.
What were you talking about?
I wish I had Neuralink so I could replay in my brain. But anyways,
had like,
subtitles
under the video.
It had to do with, what did it have to do with sleep?
I thought it did. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Holy fuck.
We're just burnt, bro. We both haven't smoked at all. I've just been cutting back. But.
Now your shit is relatable because I just did the same fucking bullshit. I feel like it'll come back to me, but... Oh, yeah. We did all that shit, and then... fuck. Isn't that crazy?
Bro, how do you... Bro, I was... Even after the pod that that one day, I was still trying to figure out what I had to say. And, like, what my dad had to say that one day.
That bugs me so bad. Damn. I never do that shit.
Exactly.
I got distracted because I brought up something about painting. And that wasn't important with what I was saying with the story. It was just something extra. And it sidetracked me from what I was getting at. We were dog. Oh. Fuck it. Whatever, bro. Whatever. It's gone. The thought is gone. It was there and now it's gone. That's how weed works. So,
yeah.
Shout out to weed. That's a study that we are going to figure out here once shit becomes federally legal. All these studies will come out and we'll know if it's making us stupid or not.
That's true. But see, like, I'll be going to the dispensary and I'll see people roll up in a fucking Audi, fucking Beamer, like, and like nice ass cars with fucking a tie and a suit on type shit with a briefcase. Like, them type of people, like,
yeah,
going, like, you'll be surprised. You go into a dispensary and you'll see all types of kind of people. Like, people smoke weed. Like, I noticed this when I first started get my card. The least suspected person that I would think that would smoke weed smokes weed.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would, like, never guess some of the people that smoke weed.
At all.
Like,
at
they
all.
Look so, like,
and that's
normal.
Crazy to me.
Or they look square as fuck. You're like, yeah, this person would never touch a joint in his life.
Yeah.
But that guy, like, smokes a zip a week.
This is what me and my mom say. Like, this one woman.
Like, farmer
moving,
guys
yeah,
that get out of their truck.
She just moved into our apartment building, and we were talking to her, and I was like, she definitely smelled that gas on us or some shit like that. And she was like, hey, she could smoke weed too. I was like, Mom, look at her. I doubt it. And I was like, well, then again, she did move from California to come over here.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe. But she was just like the oldest, nicest, elder, like 40, 45-year-old, 50-year-old woman. I was like,
that's
yeah,
so
she
funny.
Might smoke
she
that
might
gas.
Smoke. Yeah, bro, that is funny shit. The least suspecting people below the most pack. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
That shit is so funny. Or, like, you just get dumb high off edibles.
For sure.
Some fucking funny shit. Damn, bro, exactly. Dwayne should have been here. I fucking had the edible for him and all that. Fucking bastard.
Bro, actually, speaking about that edible, I don't even know what the hell that is.
You lost it? I know you took a picture of it one day.
Last time I had it was in my room. I don't know if I put it back in, like, the cabinet or the fridge or some shit like that.
You should give your mom a piece and see if it...
Yeah, right. She has her Curio edibles. She's straight.
I wouldn't just give her a little,
she's
like, cube.
Good.
Give her a little cube. Oh, fuck. I left that goddamn mini fridge out there all day again. Fuck.
Oh, you dumbass.
I'm an idiot. I hit a dab.
You suck.
I hit the rig for the first time for like so long yesterday night or last night.
I have not hit a dab in I don't know how long, and I would probably yak up a lung.
Oh, bro. I had that live rosin, Paddy Peak shortbread and shit still.
Yeah.
So I fucking got one of the rigs out, put it on the stand, and fucking just hit a few dabs, and bro, fucking shit put me right to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Actually, I just remember this. I have a story real quick. You might not even know about this because it happened this morning. But I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed.
No.
It's the little... So what happened was... So I-95, it's a long-ass freeway. It basically goes from Florida to New York, basically. Maybe even further from New York. But in Philly, it's like a whole... It's like a bridge with roads under
shit.
It.
Shit.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Under
yeah.
the road, under the bridge, under the I-95 bridge, a tanker truck crashed and caught fire on the road and shit like that. And I guess, you know, heat rises, obviously, so, and the flames were high. It melted the bridge, and the bridge collapsed.
No way.
Yes, dog. Yes.
Our infrastructure as a country is shitty.
So they shut down south and north just in case the other side of the bridge is weak.
Yeah.
But
that's
I thought that was so... crazy. I saw that shit this morning on social media. I was like,
did anyone die?
Insane. I don't believe
they probably had it closed
know.
Off from the accident already.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't even know if the tanker truck guy passed away. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, that's pretty
but
fucking
I just
crazy.
Saw that shit. That shit was insane.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? I'm just giving you a quick little outro. Just wanted to let everyone know that this is going to be a little bit of a quicker episode, and this is also part one of this episode. So part two of this episode is going to be coming next week. And just to expect these next like 3 or 4 episodes to be a little shorter than your normal ones that you normally get during the week, just because vacation's coming up and I just got done a move, so crunch time is a little hard to make these things work as nice as we normally make them. So bear with us here. Appreciate y'all as normal, and yeah, we'll be catching you guys next week. Thank you as always.